Hey, check it out. You're smoking with your boy Joe Thunder. This podcast brought to you by Be Good Dispensary, our official sponsor. Bringing the latest and greatest in hip hop and the arts and cannabis culture with co-host Elvis Freshly and DJ Sin. Hey, what's going on? It's your boy Joe Thunder back once again with another episode of the Smoking Joe Thunder podcast. I got my co-host, good homie Elvis Freshly in the building. What's going on, Elvis?
Yo, what it do, man?
Chilling, bro. Chilling high as motherfucker. You already
high, know. High, right. And we're getting more.
Not a day go by. Don't get high. Don't ask why. You know what I'm saying?
Getting more high.
Yeah. We right off that llama. About to do it. You know what I'm saying? Over rolling here. Up. Need to slide through the dispensary over there at 11 West Hamden Boulevard. They got all everything you need. They got B Bueno next door.
I think it's the Avenue.
Avenue.
But yeah, yeah, be blunt
on next door. I could have sworn he said Boulevard, homie.
He's tripping. It's Hamden Avenue. Federal.
You know where it's
Broadway.
At.
You know, all just, that just, shit. And then
if you smell weed, just follow
the North Glen store up in 114th and Cherokee.
Across
the highway from Boondocks.
You already know. Yeah. Hey, well, we got another episode for you. You know what I mean? We're missing DJ Sin once again. Shout out to Sin.
Shout out, Sin.
Should be here next week. You know what I mean? Ready to go. But we don't stop. We got another episode for y'all. Another banger. We got a cat. Been doing this thing for quite a while. You know what I mean? I kind of know him from like the graphics design and doing a little radio show. And now he has his own podcast. It's still making moves. We got graffiti in the house. What's going on, G?
Yes, sir. What's up, Joe?
Shit, man. Just chilling. Just living the life, you know what I mean?
Word, man.
Smoking
thank
that
you.
Good every day, you know what I mean? Thanks to Be Good Dispensary. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's definitely that good.
I've been noticing, like, we've been kind of, like, up in our smoke game, and there's a couple times where I got to pause for a second and, like, catch that thought real quick. So I think we're going to have to slay off the backwoods here. We might have to go a month without backwoods, bro.
Bro, something, because, your boy is... hurting.
You know we be grinding, so you know we be smoking, man. We over like 100 episodes, so you just think of all the blunts we smoked in those 100 episodes.
100,000.
There was one episode, we were just saying.
Just last week, man.
Like 29 blunts in that one.
Had to be something crazy like session. That with the TAC girls, you know what I mean?
We think it was 29.
You did 29 in one session?
It was something like that. It might have been more. It really could have been.
We didn't have a real count, but at one time there was 7 blunts going around, and that was just a little section of... the smoke session.
I keep telling there's a little piece of video where literally, like, we both have, like, there's like 5 of us, and we all have 2 blunts rolled in front of us, and we're all smoking, and then we're all rolling one. So, it was going down, and this was in a short amount of time, two-hour period, you know?
We were talking about going through the video and putting a little, like, checkboard up on the top corner and count every time that a blunt gets lit up.
Yeah.
Like, there we go. You hear the lighter click. Like, ding.
Yep. There you go. Like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, this is your first time here, though, man. You're a Denver native, man. Tell me where you're born and raised, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Your stomping grounds.
A little bit about yourself.
For sure, man. I go by the name Graffiti. Most people know me for graphic design, media personality. I did a podcast called Life is Dope, which is now lifestyle brand, clothing, apparel, events. My new podcast, The Connect. Check me out. On all the podcast streaming platforms, all that shit. When you get done listening to this, go listen to one of those episodes. I've been grinding, bro, for a while. Been doing this for a good little minute.
Right.
Grew up in Montbello. Denver native.
Yeah.
You said the last year you attended there was before Montbello went through the change, right?
Yeah. I was a graduating class that fucked shit up officially. When they was like
we had enough of this shit, right?
Yeah, nah, y'all ain't a school no more when we left. Fucking principal left like right before graduate.
Principal
didn't even show up to graduation.
Nah, left. He quit the school like the same month of graduation. It was pretty wild.
That's crazy.
How was it back in those days, man, in high school? Was it rough? Was it like, you know what I mean? What kind of crowd were you in?
The motherfucking hood rats, but not
the Rashes.
Yeah, the Rashes.
That's a nice way of saying it. You know, we love Rashes.
Thinking back now, like as an adult, like it wasn't that bad for real,
right?
You know what I mean? But back then, like you know, young wild ass teenagers just
trying to wild out.
That's it, man. It was fun though. It was fun. I mean, I ain't get locked up or nothing, so. That's it was fun enough, you know?
Yeah, that's what matters, man. Fun is what matters for sure, especially at that age, you know?
For sure.
You got to let your kids have fun.
Hey, what about you? Did you party a little bit in high school, Elvis?
Did I party in high school?
Yeah.
Oh, bro. Honestly, that was where I was already tripping acid in high school. Like, my freshman year, we were already tripping acid. We were going to school. Like, bro, we partied during school. Like, there was ditch parties during the day. All the parents who worked, like, their houses were getting partied in. And that's fucked up. But, hey, parents had come home different times, too. They'd come home and go to the parties and shit. Yeah. We'd have a keg in their house. And they'd be like, what the fuck are you guys doing, you know? And it was a good time, bro. It was always a good time. But, yeah, I partied in high school. That was, I think, where I went the hardest. I think after high school, I started realizing, like, yo, I just need to just do, like, regular drugs.
Yeah, let me chill out. Get regular high.
Let me just get regular high. No, do not need to be. Dude, it was crazy. I'm not going to incriminate myself.
Right, you don't have to, bro.
That's kind of bugged out because, like, now as a parent, if I came home and it was just, like, a keg. And,
oh,
like,
I'll freak the fuck
acid
out.
And all kind of shit in my house. Tripping. I'll be bugging out, bro.
Tripping.
For real, huh?
The acid was really, I mean, you know, the thing about that is, like, it's so hidden. You don't see it. It's not, you can't tell, like, alcohol. You can't smell it on the breath. You can't, I mean, you could tell when somebody's fucking tripping.
Yeah, but, I think those big ass dilated eyes shit.
But it doesn't, you know, once you're done, like, if they spend the night, you don't ever know that shit. And actually, it's really not, I'd rather them do that than, like, cocaine and heroin and shit like that. You know what I mean? There's a lot of other shit, fucked up shit that kids can get into, especially in today's educational system and the way schools are set up and shit like that. It's made for that. Yeah. You know? These kids are doing fucking pills, like, you know, pharmaceuticals, like, and shit. That's the real problem. That's pharmaceuticals, big pharma. That's who the issue is, you know?
Opioids.
Yeah, they need to teach these kids about that kind of shit. Real life situations and how to pay their fucking rent.
Right.
Stop teaching them stupid credit shit that they ain't ever gonna use. You know, teach them how to build their credit.
You know who said that shit perfect was Tupac, bro. He said you need to teach them a class on credit, on fucking sexual diseases.
Yeah, all that shit.
On fucking taking care of your teeth and your fucking hygiene.
Even how to, like, pay bills and shit. Like,
right.
How to properly do it. They tell you all
cooking
that shit.
We're in your home.
Ready for the real world.
Yeah, how to cook in your home, how to use your stove.
Yeah.
Bro. Get into this. No. These poor kids out here. There's some kids out here that, you know,
that are hurting, bro.
They don't have the parents to tell them. And even if they do have a parent, one parent, a mom or somebody, they're working so many jobs, they don't got time to teach them real life skills that they need at home that they're going to use in life.
Yeah.
You know, instead they go to school and learn some fucking dumbass math equation they ain't ever going to use again.
Ever in their life.
And they got a calculator on their fucking phone the whole time.
Yeah,
no. I'll tell you what, bro. In high school, I didn't learn shit, bro. Like, and the crazy thing about it is there were probably like about 15 of us in the hood, and we all took our SATs, and we all got the same score. And I'm gonna tell you, bro, like, I'm like embarrassed by like that score. Like, it wasn't like that bad, but it was like bad enough. It was C minus, D plus, like shit. And we all got the same shit, and we just thought about it like, they didn't give a shit about us, bro. You know,
they really didn't, man. I was telling somebody the other day, I felt like high school was just babysitting for teenagers.
Babysitting,
right?
They did just enough just to get us by and get us out of there.
Yo, the kids weren't keeping up to the standards of the educational system that had been in place for years. So instead of doing something to boost up academics, they just lowered the standards.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the real issue, I think, with education, is we just kept lowering our standards instead of. Yo, back in the day, motherfuckers used to have to really know some shit in school. Like, there was people writing essays and real good essays in fourth, fifth grade already. Like, people were educated.
Nowadays, though, you got so many resources to education.
How can you not do that?
You Google fucking anything.
I think they should teach you how to use
your resources.
Find answers and how to use your resources.
Right.
Versus how to, like, do math in your head and shit.
Right.
And
fucking for the birds. Remember when they told you weren't going to have a calculator on you all the time?
Right.
That shit's an app. Stock on my
phone. You don't even have
to
type them. You can talk that motherfucker.
Yeah, I got Siri. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you ain't lying.
I look like trying to divide some shit.
Let me pull out my fucking long division.
Trying to measure something. You know what I mean? I got my little app. You're correct.
Never done no damn algebra in my whole
come
ages.
On. And just simple, dumb shit. An old white man's history.
Yeah.
Well, fuck, I don't give a fuck about, what's his name? George Washington's fucking wood teeth. Well, fuck you.
What does that shit matter?
Why didn't he free the slaves? Why didn't he do other shit? Why weren't they doing other shit?
Right.
You know what I mean? Fuck those. Fuck that shit. We need to teach each other. I teach the kids what really happened.
Mm-hmm.
The real education, the real culture. that was always stolen.
Right.
You know, but anyways, I'm sorry.
No, you good. That's the good shit.
Ranting. I'm on my soapbox right now.
Stay
man,
on here, bro.
Is that Red Bull?
Man, fuck the system. Yeah, I drank a Red Bull.
A revolutionary Red Bull.
I'm sweating this shit. That shit gives you wings.
Ooh, shit. Let loose.
You got wings in the third eye.
This right here. That Red Bull just got the free plug. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, you guys are paying too. Need some money.
Give me some money.
Hey, so I know this is probably the question you get asked all the time, man. What's up? How did you get the name Graffiti?
Yeah, usually people are like, so you do graffiti? And the answer is yes, but not really. You know right. what I mean? Like, I'm not even going to discredit the real bombers and tigers out there. Some of my people, like, I'm not going to be like, yeah, I'm really in the world. In the
streets like that.
Like that.
Yeah, you dibble dabble, you know what I mean? Like, fuck around.
Yep. I can't even play like that because I got so many artist homies. But I am a graphic designer, though. And, you know, I was called kind of always just the homeboy that did art for everybody, whether it's just drawing or, you know, being high school and everybody was a rapper. Everybody right. needed the dude that did the mixtape covers.
Covers, right, yeah.
People
yeah.
to design their MySpace and shit like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's tight.
It kind of just stuck with me, man. Before that, people used to just call me Black, like Black. And then I started rapping. I was Black Caesar. And
oh,
I was like,
shit.
I was like, this shit is trash. And so I needed another name. And the homies just started calling me Graffiti. And I'm like, that's perfect. And now everybody calls me that.
All right.
That's stuck tight. With it forever.
Hell that's yeah. Tight. So you said you like dibble dabbling a little bit?
Yeah, for sure, man. Like any part of the culture, I've either dibbled and dabbled or, you know, like I still mess with it on my free time.
When right.
I'm free time.
It reminds me of like a homie I used to have, dog. I used to do everything. You could go to his crib, you get your hair cut, you get your mixtape cover, get you some documents. I was going to say, you get some tickets
insurance.
To some concerts. you get the whole night, bro.
Get
shout out my homie Hart.
Insurance.
Yeah, you get everything you need, bro. I swear to God, bro. I swear.
Yeah, I ain't going to incriminate myself, but you know, I do have the moniker, the plug.
Yeah.
Because, hey. I mean, like, I'll do your graphics and whatever else you come through, man. I'm just a general hustler, bro.
Hey, how'd you get started in the graphics?
I think it was just one of those things, man. Like, I always been... You know, like I hung out with the homies and shit, but I was kind of always the quote unquote nerdy one.
Okay.
Like, I just like
with the laptop in the corner.
Yeah, bro. I like art and shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, we're doing whatever, but I like art and all that. So I just started taking my drawings and kind of just digitizing them a little bit, messing with that a little bit, learning Photoshop. And I realized, like, again, like the homies is like, yo, you should put that on the shirt. Or, that'd be a dope ass mixtape cover. Mm. And like, nobody knew how to do that.
Right.
Me. Right.
So I had to learn all that. And then from there, I realized I can make money off of it. And
yeah, because like, nobody knows how to use that shit. And they're not ready to sit down and learn that shit.
It's kind of like the homie was talking
and
the other
night.
They
get good at it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's like the homie was talking. He took a different avenue because everyone was rapping. So he's like, I took the video avenue because no one was really doing it. And then before you know it,
nobody
like, I'm the man.
Kind of
the same shit right over
that's
here.
That's the way
you know?
To do it. And that's how my clientele went up because, you know, everybody in my radius is a rapper, a DJ, a promoter, a producer, or whatever.
In that culture.
They all need some type of graphic. You know what I mean? But none of these fools had the patience or, you know, the knowledge to sit down and be like, I'm going to be on the computer.
Right.
They're like, no, you do that nerdy shit. And I'm like, all right, bet. And still doing that for years.
Like, nah. Yo, for the fucking last time, send me a PNG.
Yeah,
it's like, or whatever. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like,
for real.
Hey, it took me for the longest time, dog. It took me for the longest time to figure shit out, too. And finally, like you said, a couple of homies gave me some tips. And I'm like, oh, now I got it.
Hey,
you
bro,
know? Like,
a screenshot is not a fucking PNG, bro. Yeah. I need a vector. You got a vector file?
He said a screenshot.
It's one of those skill sets, though. Like, if you have it, you can always make money off of it.
Right.
Because
right,
everybody in the world needs graphics.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To start busting that shit out, get your portfolio together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then from there, you took it. Like I said, I met you at the radio station right there on the Five Points. I remember it was after the 50. I just saw the video the other day. It was after the 5280 Awards.
Yeah.
Fo was there.
Yep.
Talking shit like usual.
Yep.
Smoking his Reggie. You know what I mean?
Damn.
He gonna whoop your ass, bro.
That's all right.
That's what Midas said.
Yeah. I've been running with that. I told him the other night when I seen Fo, I was like, yeah, dog, we was talking about you on the podcast, talking shit about you smoking your Reggie. And she's like, you know it, homie. And I'm like, I do.
I'm gonna see him in a couple days. I'm gonna talk shit like that too.
Yeah, so, you got some Reggie on you. I heard you got the plug on the Reggie.
I gotta stand on my tippy toes though when I talk to that.
Yeah, he's tall as fuck.
He is. Now he's doing good things over there. Herman's man bringing all kinds of dope shows. We've been checking them all out. Fucking EPMD, fucking Slick Rick, Styles P, fucking RA. Like, they've been doing some shit. So shout out, you know.
Big up to Fo, that's my guy.
Talk about like the radio station though, because that shit was like really cracking, bro. Like yeah, so there were like three or four people that like people that do or in the hip hop scene that had shows.
Yeah.
And it was like formatted like
it was a dope creative space.
Yeah.
No, the shit was dope, man. When I got there, it was called WKRP. Yeah. And I had a show called Your Favorite Show with my guy Big Mike. And then it turned into NFN, I think. It was New Future Network. And that's when like everybody started getting the show up there. But it was for real formatted, you know, like
they're pulling up at 8
p.m. to 10 p.m. This is da 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 blah blah. So it was like our own little underground radio just because we wasn't getting love like that for real from FM and shit.
Right.
I always wanted to be on radio. It just so happened that I'm good at art, but I always wanted to be on radio. That was really the shit and still is really the shit that I'm trying to do.
Definitely.
And people always be like, man, you got the voice for it. I'm cool with talking to people and interviews and all that. So I just stuck with it. And from there, man, I realized I had a talent with that. And that's where I'm at today with it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I kind of got bored in the graphic design world in the market that I'm in. Like, damn, man, you can only do so many damn flyers and mixtapes and all that. So, you know, started doing more corporate stuff. But I'm like, this right here is really my vibe, being on these microphones.
Yeah, and then you started. How long has your podcast been going on?
So we started Life is Dope in 2016, I believe. Okay. If you're listening, you can go look. I ain't going to lie to you, but I want to say 2016. And then we stopped right before the pandemic. And then I picked up and started doing The Connect, which is my own one-on-one interview type show. I started doing that last year when the pandemic kicked off. So just calling up the homies on Zoom and shit. I'm good, man.
Yeah.
Backwoods will fuck me up.
I already feel like this one. Roll up a joint.
Dutch, yeah.
But yeah, man, that's dope.
You've had some real dope guests, man.
Yeah, you've done some sick shit.
Kid Capri, right?
Yeah, man. So
that's one hood ass motherfucker. Shout out, much respect, Kid Capri.
Yeah.
He ain't no one to play with. Yeah, no, he come from the streets. Dope, he's like K Slate. You know, he's one of those cats.
Yeah,
like,
he's cut from that cloth.
Yeah,
the OGs. So, him, Bun B, David Banner, a few, man. It's been a few, and that all just comes from me being in the entertainment world. You know, like I either know these fools from doing graphics for them, or I know their managers or their promoters or whatever.
Right, so, like you said. That graphics gets you open a lot of doors.
Opens a lot of doors, bro. A lot of doors. Just having that talent and being like, yo, hey, man, I could do your promo materials or an interview or something like that.
And especially when you've been doing it a minute, because then the more you do it, the better you're getting before you know it. You're just putting out dope ass shit and they're like, damn.
Yeah, yeah. You're building that portfolio.
Right, right. Hey, so what kind of plans you got for your podcast in the future, man?
Man, so again, like my goal has always been to be on radio. I know that's kind of whatever now, you know, like FM's not really what it was, but that's still one of the things.
That's so tight.
You know what I mean? Just to say that you did it, you know what I mean? Like being little, like I'm going to be on the radio. It's a different world because it's a little more official.
Well, and I feel like that opens up so many other doors too for other things you could do and other avenues that aren't necessarily radio, but people are listening to, people are tapping into. Yeah. And you know, I think Denver's definitely one of the next spots that's going to have that kind of audience.
Absolutely. You know, and I mean, I've seen that because, you know, we did have some big guests and some big interviews, and I've seen the traction that builds off of that. And not just in Denver, but in our region, you know what I mean?
These four corners, the whole industry and everywhere.
It's not really voices coming out of this side. Right. They're all from New York or from the South.
Yep. And Denver's kind of killing it the hardest, honestly. I mean, Arizona got some dope cats. Don't get me wrong, there's dope MCs everywhere, but bro, I just feel like Denver's really putting on right now. There's some dope talent here.
It is, man.
Really good cats.
It's just that we just lack outlets. So, you know, like people like me, people like you guys, like we got to help elevate everybody else with our platforms, you know
exactly.
what I mean?
Yeah. And so, every way, shape, or form, cross-marketing with everybody that you know, support your people, share their shit.
Yeah, definitely.
Share their shit. Share.
It's not that hard to share.
It's not, bro.
Hit a button.
Share.
It's not. We gotta elevate each other. But don't share that shit if it's whack, though.
Stop sharing your homies' garbage shit.
Yeah, you gotta let people know, you know.
Tell them their shit's garbage. And it's not like you're dissing or anything. Yeah. You're just helping them.
Just help them. Like, show them what they need to do better to improve that shit. You know
what
I mean?
Can you hear the difference between this and you?
Yeah. Real criticism. Don't just be like, yo, it's just trash. You know?
Yeah, don't be a hater.
Right. Don't be a hater. Yeah. Because they're just going to take you as a hater anyways and not listen to any of your valid points that you may have.
Right, for real. But podcast-wise, bro, to answer your question, it's one of those things, you know, I do the personality thing, but I also I run a podcast agency, the Plug Agency. So we just opened up our studio. But basically what that is, man, is like we know there's a lot of talented, you know, voices and people that just don't really know how to do this.
Right.
You know, they don't know what equipment to use or anything like that. So we help them out with that, help them out with editing, publishing, all that type of stuff, and just really help people build their platforms.
Right. That's tight.
Yeah. That's dope.
And, you know, and you know, there's it's really tight. Like, don't be discouraged to put your voice out there. You know, people are, there's enough people out there listening to podcasts and doing stuff that you're not stepping on anybody's toes. We're not, you know, and I want everybody that's promoting this kind of shit to succeed. Like, support each other.
Because everybody has their own market.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? I tell people all the time, like, when you find your tribe in your community, just talk to them, and you're good. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, it's a lane for everybody.
There is, for sure.
Yeah. And enough to go around.
Sure.
Who are some of your favorites in the city, man?
Just as far as music or?
Yeah, music.
Definitely my guy AP. You know, that's Bellside. Trev is nice. Yep. I do a lot of damn near all of Trev's artwork. My guy Trace.
Trace Chapman's killing it.
Trace
bro.
Is cold.
Killing it.
FL. Connor Ray. He's young and he's fire out here. As far as, like, I listen to a lot of R&B, and I think if we had to say, like, who would be, like, a star out of here, I think Kayla Ray got
Kayla
it.
Kayla Ray.
Yeah.
She's killing it.
She got it.
Kayla Ray got
honestly,
it.
Honestly, yo, you said two names that just always on the top of the list. I think Kayla Ray and AP.
Yep.
Yo, man, we as a city need to fucking put on for them people.
Yeah.
Like, support the shit out of them. Push that shit, because they... Honestly, like, no disrespect to any other artist or anybody else. You know, Trev Rich, bro, killing it, murdering it all over different platforms, writing for people.
Right.
But, you know, honestly, I think these cats need to blow up. And let's put resources into making it happen as a city and support that shit.
Yeah, man, I look at certain artists and it just pisses me off that they're not on, quote unquote.
Bro.
Right.
And that's why I go so hard for them, man. Like, aside from them just being the homies or whatever, you know, like, really fucking good. Like,
really fucking good.
AP's my homie, but he's really fucking good.
And just puts out banger after, so much heat.
Trace will put out a video or some artwork or some visuals, and I'm a real visual guy, and I'm like, this shit is industry quality, if not better.
Right.
You know what I mean? We just got to get the right eyes on it. But I think the game has changed to the point where you don't have to, like, get it in front of the right people.
Right.
You just got to find your audience and get it in front of people, period.
Yeah. Hopefully you know what I mean? That builds, well, you know?
Yeah.
People in the city need to understand that there's real talent out here and support them like you support people that you don't even fucking know or people that, you know, you support these celebrities and shit that already got their following, got their bread, and you ain't supporting people in your city. Like, really check that. And it's trending right now. That's the thing that's dope is that people are realizing that it's the cool thing to support your local. I always preach the same shit, bro. I'm always on that same shit.
It's also kind of on the artists, too, though, bro, because we know how local shit is. Like, if people see you all the time, they're like, oh, that shit's so-and-so.
Yeah,
right.
Now you're
whatever, that's the homie. But if you're an artist and you know you're dope like that, move around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
be a little more exclusive.
Yeah. I don't need to see you at the same club every night, man. Like, if I see, like, when I seen Trev started to get to L.A. or New York and all that, I'm like, that's what you got to do,
that's
bro.
It.
You know what I mean? Because you need that's to bring it. The city to other cities so they could be like, yo, this is dude from Denver. That shit is...
They're killing it.
And then
up.
It funnels back, you know?
Yeah.
I'm good, bro. But
Hell yeah. What about some producers? Because I know you work with a lot of people.
Yeah. I might be biased, but my guy, Davey Boy, will forever be my favorite producer out here. He's super nice with it. Again, FL... sheesh, man, Wick Jones, my guy EC3. It's
a lot of motherfucking talent.
Like, if I start naming names, I'm gonna forget somebody, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right,
feel left out and shit.
I'll leave him like, damn, I didn't say so and so,
right?
Yeah,
right. Everybody putting on, man,
it's a lot of talent in all areas, man. Like, the artists, the street artists, my guy Detour out here going crazy.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you who you like in the art world.
Man. I think Detour is at the top for me right now, just because of the type of projects he does.
Nah, the stuff he's doing.
This fool's on Netflix. You epic. Know what I mean?
Like, no, the stuff he's doing is epic.
Yeah.
He's
David Letterman and shit. Like, who could say that out here?
He's been amazing, too, yeah. bro. He's been doing dope shit. Back in the day, he used to do those pieces that were, it was like broken vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
And he did like Dilla, Notorious, Tupac. He did all kinds of heads.
Yeah, man.
Some dope shit. But it was like amazing quality work. They even had like little speaker boxes where you could play their music.
Yeah, that shit bugged me out.
Like, he's amazing. The stuff he does. Yeah. Bro, he touched painting. Bro, he's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Shout out Detour, yo. Mad love.
Yeah, that's real dope.
Love to all the artists, though, man.
He's like, a B-boy, too, bro. He breakdances. Yeah.
That's what's crazy.
He ran the hip-hop. Like, bro, he's a fucking very talented person.
Yeah, there's like this community out here. Like, it's kind of weird because a lot of people be like, you know, we need to fuck with each other, blah, blah, blah. But the ones that do fuck with each other, like
fuck
really
with each other,
fuck
tough,
with each other.
Right.
And like
tough.
Everybody's really fucking talented.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? It's like
right.
the best of the best artists and the best of the best clothing designers. And you know, like we all
right.
wear local shoes
right.
shit every day. Like,
yeah, exactly.
It's a community out here, man.
That's it, for real.
These are just the main pieces that we need to right. really elevate is the platforms,
right.
platforms to let people know that there are communities out here.
Right, right.
And even at that, like you said, with the platforms, like we need, you know, the fucking fans and all the artists to share that shit too, because you guys are the ones that have the audiences that want to hear this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just gotta
support each other. Go to each other's shows. Go, you know, show love to people that you know you, mm-hmm. you appreciate their work and respect their work. You know?
Yeah. Because once people see you supporting something, they just hop on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, even if they don't know what the fuck it is, they just see
everybody. Bro, you're not even lying.
You know what I mean?
You're not even lying.
Yeah.
Use that shit to the advantage of the community. Keep the money in the community.
Absolutely.
Spend with your people. Before you, I always say before you go to Target, see what somebody in your city can make.
For real.
And buy it from them instead.
Yeah. If I'm not pressing up just my own gear, like it's something local every
right.
time.
Always.
Right. All the time, bro. Like if I know I'm going to be on camera or something like that, especially like when you grab.
If it ain't local,
local,
it's a black plain shirt.
Yeah,
white.
Yeah,
it's
some basic
plain
shit. Yeah.
Right. Basic shit. I don't care.
I'm not pushing all nobody else's shit. They got money already, especially the designer brands. You
right,
know,
right, like right. I'm trying to get shoes from FL. I'm trying to like have, you know, we're trying to do a whole, I want to buy shit from people locally everywhere.
Mm-hmm. For real, man.
All the shit too. Everything.
Yeah. We need some local, like actual shoe.
That's what they're talking about.
Bro,
we're talking, watch, F, have you seen what?
FL got?
I know he customized it.
Yeah,
like,
no, but he has his own shoe.
Watch this.
We're
about to do a line together. Good.
Yeah, I need that.
I mean, just, I'm going to.
Yeah.
I've been looking, right, bro. Like, I know he customizes. I know a lot of customizers, but I'm like, no, we need like an actual.
We're doing
Whole shoe, like the fucking.
That's fire.
Yeah.
That's fire.
Check out his Instagram. He has a couple pictures of some shit, like prototypes that he's designed.
Yeah, I've
been doing the bags. Kwan got one of the bags right there.
Yeah.
A little leather joint.
You know how to try to do all the merch, man.
You know? It's like a little leather side bag and
merch
shit.
Merch is where it's at.
It's where it's at, man. And everybody, you know, everybody's buying gear. Like, stop buying fucking Gucci and Balenciaga and shit. Buy some Be a Good Person and some Be Bueno gear and some fucking Paperboy shit and some, you know?
Everything.
Support your local anything.
Yeah. Get you some, I got a plug. Get you some Denver by Nature. Get you some Life
Denver by Nature. Yeah, plug it. Yeah,
man,
let's go.
Get all of that.
That's what it's about. Is
right. I mean, my friends are designers, so my clothes are designer. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
When people say designer,
exactly.
They're like Gucci and shit.
Nah,
bro.
My shit's designer.
Nah. Yeah, for real.
Custom.
You can't even get this where you're at.
Yeah, for real.
You gotta find this shit. You gotta go find it. You know what I mean? It ain't easy. It ain't in the store type of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hey, so how do you see, like, the city coming along? Do you see, because you've been around for a while, so you've seen when people really didn't, you know, work together. Where do you think it's come a long way, or?
Come a long way. I think, there's, of course, there's still, like, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Naturally.
But I think it's at a point now, you know, it's new, young, fresh energy in here. And a lot of these cats just, they don't know about, like, none of the old stupid shit. So, They're out of that, you know.
And
what
now
I mean?
There's money.
Yeah, now there's money.
Go
now
around.
There's the internet. Now you can reach the world, and so it's like, it's not really the gatekeeper type society where it used to be like, oh, you can't do a show if you don't fuck.
And
with
you couldn't record.
You can't record.
Bro,
and
all that
you're
shit.
Not welcome here because you don't fuck with it. Like, nah, these young dudes, they don't care. You know what I mean? I'm nice with them. Put my music out. My fans are gonna fuck with me. That's
right.
What it is.
I set up shop at home.
Yeah.
Shit,
so
you could get a gig off of Instagram now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? So I mean, I think that part of it has helped the city a lot. You know, you'll get on social media and they'll still do the, you know, top 20 list and complain about all that bullshit like they do for 16 years.
Those things are gibberish.
That's another place, you know, where
whether it's local or national,
can now show love is on social media. So, like, you know, people do a little bit more. They now it's easier for them to be like from the comfort of their home, be like, ah, here's some.
Just click, click, click.
Here you go. You know what I mean? And it's easier, so do that more, too. You know?
Mm-hmm. For real, man. And I think it's one of those things now where people just know Denver is legit. Like, the people in Denver know that we got for real talent.
Real talent.
Right. So it's not that typical, you know, I recorded this in my basement and that shit sounds...
like it was recorded in the basement.
It's not bullshit. Yeah. We're not letting
it's like
bullshit.
I got 20 videos.
Now, it's on some like mastered and done right shit.
Because we don't let the bullshit fly no more. Now you know who's serious by, right. You know, show me your video, show me your social media, show me something. And we're like, okay, you're legit. And then the rest of that shit is kind of just like whatever.
Right.
Holler back when you get
there's dope cats that are legit and haven't dropped anything yet on Apple or, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But they got... shit in the
shit
works
for
like
days.
Little homies that we just seen recently, I'm like, they got like 10 videos, like 20 songs, and like haven't even dropped one song yet. And I'm like, when you drop, bro.
And those are the ones, especially the little homies.
Oh my God.
Yep. Those are a lot of cats who I'm working with now. Those are the ones, like when they drop, that shit will just go. You know what I mean? Because there's already a whole little pocket.
Right.
For that
they got
sound,
the sound
and that vibe. So they'll just insert themselves where before.
Right. And as long as they got the bangers, it'll go.
It don't matter because their fans want that energy.
What's Namek's little homie?
Ghost,
bro.
Nice.
Like, he was playing shit for us and like
mad nice,
he's like
bro.
He's an engineer over there too, so he's just always with recording with everybody, but he's never puts nothing out and he just has a catalog that's ridiculous and probably has like 50-100 tracks, like just
And they're in the studio with FL. I mean, all that energy all the time.
Yeah.
It's, bro, they're fucking... they're
that alone is
gold.
A cheat code.
Yeah, that's the cheat code right
but
there.
But for the OGs, too, that's how it should be, man. Like,
you need to have a younger mentor, too.
Yeah. Because you got to keep some... you got to have somebody around that's going to make you hungry and keep you fresh. That's like I was listening to Nas on the way here. Like, Nas sounds hungry again because he got Hit-Boy, like, reviving his shit.
Right. Bringing him back.
Yeah. And he don't sound like he's trying to be young. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's still Nas, but you got some fresh energy. Yeah. So, you know, OGs, we got to do that for the little homies.
No, for real. Even the homie Young Namek, man, he has a bunch of tracks. He's a fucking crazy producer right now, working with everyone. And he has the access. He engineers, too, so he has the access to all that. So he has bangers that he hasn't even barely started to put out, you know?
Yeah. And also, man, like, I say OGs, I'm 34, but I guess you would qualify me as OG at this point.
But someone thinks you're old.
Yeah, for real. So I think you got to know when to get out the way, too. You know what I mean? Like, even with graphic design, with me kind of like falling out of that shit a little bit, like, I know there's young, hungry artists out here that want that work that I don't work.
Right.
I don't want. So I try to take them under my wing. Like, look, bro, do this. Don't deal with that. Do it this way.
Yeah.
And kind of try to mold them. So that way my legacy still continues. But
that's
the little homies
there.
Is.
That's what I was going to say, too, while you were saying that. I was like, you know, definitely the teaching.
Passing on the torch.
Passing it on, bro. There's not enough people doing that, and that's why we got young cats doing dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody's putting them on. Like, man, come on. Teach a little bit some kids. Don't be stingy with the knowledge, man.
Yeah,
that's not what I need.
It's on the kids, too, like, you know, to learn.
Yeah, for real. I always wondered, though, like, even with big-name artists, you know, like, how we came up with the camps and shit, like how it was Wu-Tang and fucking just big ass crews and dip sets and shit like that. Like, how come they never passed that on? Like, instead
how come
of,
there's no young cat come up?
Yeah, I mean, like, why is there not a young Wu? Or, like, you know what I mean? Like, why?
I got you. Yeah. Makes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, take that legacy and pass that into the little homies. I mean,
use your platform to help build somebody else up.
Yeah. Think about how hard we fucked with, like, Dipset.
Right.
If there was just like the little young Dipset for this generation,
right?
The OGs approved that shit versus like, nah, get the fuck out of here. I think that'd be hard, bro.
Nah, you're right, bro. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Never thought about that shit.
That would be hard.
I mean, that same applies to graffiti crews and shit out here. You know, they got young cats that are out here that, like, they should have been part of these crews or these, you know, bigger cats. And I think they're starting to see that now. The older cats are starting to bring on new young energy because
you have to,
it makes
that shit will die.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's how you keep the culture alive, too. I know some on some ends, like the young dudes might not want to fuck with these old heads, and the old heads might be like, man, that bullshit out here. But you still want to keep the culture alive. Right. You still want to keep
hip-hop. I think if you're really, really dope, though, they see that shit. Man. Yeah. Some there's certain people, like, I don't want to say that'll never die, but there's certain people that just fucking really made a staple, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Whether it's in graffiti or fucking music or whatever.
Yeah, all of it, all of it. You know. Part of history, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just all of, we really got to preserve that too, because there's a lot of forgotten cats that paved the way out here.
For sure.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of really dope artists out here. You've worked with a fucking shit ton of them, Joe.
We were talking about that just the other night with Gama. He was finishing up his wall, the RIP wall, which he was saying is like the biggest mural wall. The same subject, and the last piece was just like, you know what I mean, just a place for like everyone, you know, it's kind of lost. And he was talking about the reason he put it there is because everyone rhino, but a lot of those cats on that wall put in work to make the rhino what it is today, because if it wasn't for those cats, you know what I mean, and a lot of other cats too, not just them, but you know what I mean, they really stepped it up and took it to that level where people can do that as a 9-to-5 today and paint murals and do shit like that.
And they influenced all that shit, man.
I think it's important, man. One thing, like, for real, like, no matter what you do, you got to know, like, some history. You know what I mean? A little bit, like,
preserve the culture.
You know what I mean?
Whether you forget that shit, and then you also, like they say, you're destined to repeat those mistakes.
Yeah.
If you don't recognize it, too.
Absolutely.
Some game.
I always got to pay homage to the ones that kind of paved the way, because without those cats, I mean, we definitely wouldn't be here, man, you know? Mm-hmm.
But a lot of it is a lot of these younger dudes just don't know. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they don't even. I see that because, like, my son just started high school. He's 14. He wouldn't really know about none of this shit if he didn't hear me listening to.
Yeah.
Right. You got to think about how long ago, like, Big and Pot was.
Right.
You know
what I mean? Yeah.
So if you're taking it farther than that, if you're 13, like, you don't know shit.
Take Eric B. and Rakim, you're talking another you don't 10 know years.
Like, that came out when I was born. Right, so
bro.
If you're 13, you're like, man, I don't know nothing about this shit. So you wouldn't even know where to look it up or not.
And they don't even care because they got YouTube and so much other new shit is so. There's not a new album dropping every 2 weeks or once
every
a month.
Day,
it's every minute there's a fucking new song coming out. That they can never listen to all the new music.
Yeah.
So why are they gonna go back, listen to some old shit
mm-hmm.
that don't have nothing to do with them? They feel like, you know.
Yeah.
But it's about teaching them where it started, and I had some OGs show me some shit. You know, shout out Fiends. You know, he's like definitely an OG that shed some light on the game. You know, he definitely put me on. Like,
yeah, same here, man. I got all my game from OGs and just kind of watching how they move. And I'm from Montbello, so. You know, Ike Doe, Hawkman, all them fools. Like, I came up under that. So, I know the game.
Yeah.
But, like, that's, you know what I mean? Right. That's local, you know what I mean? But still, if I didn't know that, I wouldn't really know how to move now. So, like, when I'm seeing all the little homies in there doing clothing lines and they starting crews and shit like that, I'm like, man, like, you should tap in with Young Doe. He's been doing this for years.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Already got the system developed. And he'll give you some of that game.
Right. Fuck with him.
Yeah.
Don't reinvent the wheel.
Yeah,
you know?
Man. Yeah.
Right.
If you could just build on resources that exist.
Make a better wheel. Just, you know, get the design and get some help and make it better.
Yeah. Or just keep making a fucking wheel.
just keep making more wheel. Yeah.
As long as that shit rolls. That's just keep making more wheels.
Rolling.
Yeah, that's it.
Hell yeah, man. Well, fuck. I'm fucking high as a motherfucker.
That's why I couldn't mess with that back.
What's
with,
your
bro?
Next steps, man? What do you got? What do you got coming up? You got some?
Yeah, man. Cool definitely. Projects. So I'll be dropping. I'm revamping Life is Dope. Like I said, it started as my clothing line in the first place, and then it kind of pivoted into the podcast, and the podcast took over. So people forgot about the actual shit that it was.
Right.
But now I'll be revamping.
You gonna bring
Life
it back?
Dope. Yeah. So you can check out lifeisdope.com and. Some new gear, all that. We're going hard with that.
What kind of stuff you got? I'm sure hoodies, t-shirts, hats.
Tees. Definitely going to be some cannabis products, so we're going to have a conversation about that on some rich shit.
Let's link up for sure, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Checking that out. Just producing shows, man. Helping others, you know, podcasts and do media. And
how you liking that?
I like it. You know, it's kind of a challenge because, especially here, a lot of people aren't too familiar with podcasting is yet.
Right.
It's a learning curve for some reason. Like, people get radio, they get, you know, media, but like podcasting is still kind of fresh in general. Mm-hmm. And in Denver, that shit is like really fresh for some reason. You know, we're kind of a step behind.
Like, people know, but they just haven't really fucked with it.
Yeah.
They just think you only see them on YouTube and Joe Rogan is the only thing that exists.
Yeah.
See, I think that's so where you got to go back to the days, like the guerrilla marketing phone, just kind of put it in their face. Whether, mm-hmm. I mean, do you have to take it back to the old school and go hand out like a fucking million flyers? You know what I mean? Or like business cards and be like, hey, with a QR code, say, I got a podcast. Check it out. You might like it. Right. And just fucking lace 1,000 people up every week. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of what it
Instagram
takes.
Instagram ads is what it is now.
All that though.
Yeah, but you know what I'm learning about this podcast shit, man? It's like, it's a really niche market. Like, you gotta be a certain type of motherfucker to want to sit and listen to people talk for an hour. You know what I mean? Like, it's not everybody wants to do that. And so, even if you think, you know, we're dope and you like our personalities and you like the conversation, to really sit and pay attention to a podcast, it takes a little bit more than to just listen to a song or, you know, or watch a clip of a piece of an interview, because that's what people be doing. Right. So I try to cater to the market that I know really understands this podcast shit. You know what I mean?
So. Yeah. I try to pitch it to people as, like, we all have free time and you're just kind of like, I'm always having music running, the TV running, I'm not even listening to TV. You know what I mean? Have it some shit running. Like when you're at work,
yeah,
all that shit, driving in traffic, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Check something out, you know what I mean?
You could always go through hashtags and all that shit that people are already about, listening, already checking out hip hop culture, podcast, or whatever lane that we're trying to be in, cannabis culture, whatever.
Yeah.
And you could always like promote to people who are into those hashtags that follow that kind of shit. Absolutely. That's what they're into. And then next thing you know, you're catering to the world, not.
Yeah.
Not just your community. You
know? That's one of the things that helped me too. I'll give some podcasters a little bit of game. Like, I try to like insert myself into the conversations that I want to be in, like into the circles that I see myself in. So like for me, man, I see myself in that same Charlamagne, Joe Budden. I see myself there already. Like I'm not there yet, but that's, I already see that. So when I'm on Twitter and I'm talking and I make sure I mention these guys or, you know, whatever. So a quick little retweet from them is just like, if a rapper gets a shout out from a bigger rapper, it's love. So, you know, when I'm doing my interviews and I interviewed Maul from Joe Budden Podcast and comedian Carlos Miller from like 85 South Show, these fools have big podcasts. You know what I mean? Right. So me interviewing them introduces me to their audience. Right. You know what I mean?
They're promoting you now on their shit. Cause,
So, you know, it works together. It works because people start to see your name. And they're like, okay, yeah, this dude does podcasting. You know,
podcasting as well. Let's check him out. See what he's.
And yeah, you know, people want to listen to different shit. They're not just trying to stay stuck on the same. Yeah. You can only listen to so much of, you know.
I listen to podcasts all day, bro.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But again, like, you got to actually like that shit.
Right.
You got to be into it. Right. Yeah. Right.
Yep.
Hey, have you checked out any podcasts we put out, man?
I have, bro.
You have a favorite so far? If you don't mind me asking, or
this one? No, I'm just playing.
This one. I
don't know if I have a favorite.
Or maybe you learned some shit from that you didn't really know.
But I fuck with what you guys are doing because I see that you're serious. You know what I mean? Like, we see podcasts and stuff pop up and
come
in the
and
city
go
all the phase. Time, but you can kind of tell when people really
shit since day one, before we even launched, we were 30 deep and, you know, we're ready to fuck. That's how we rock it. Like
looking at the setup, looking at the equipment and the type of mics you use, you know what I mean? Like,
we ain't playing.
I've seen before, like, Sin and here get busy.
Yeah,
you got a structure,
it.
You got a flow, like, you really do for this sure. shit. No, versus,
we're
I'll have people hit me up, you know, they just recording off their phone, like, they don't know how to.
Right.
And it's not knocked to them. That's why we started the agency.
Right.
But a lot of people don't take this shit serious.
Right.
They just see, okay.
They don't realize they need to upgrade to those other things, you know?
Yeah. They'll see, okay, damn, Graffiti got a big interview. Or damn, this shit is dope. They smoking this shit on Joe's show. Let me try to get a podcast.
Right.
And then they do it and realize that shit is not that easy.
Right.
Absolutely not.
I'll tell you what, moving the studio here, was we definitely had our trials and tribulations, just learning shit and going through
learning
shit, trying
curves.
To get shit from the other, you know, all that bullshit, just finally getting it set, like, damn.
But aside from that, conversation is an art, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the flow of conversation, the way this is going, like, a lot of people can't do that. A lot of
people, not at all.
They just and be quiet.
And after a few episodes, run out of shit to talk about or don't even know what to do.
Yep.
That's wild. I've seen so many, like you got 4 episodes?
Yeah.
Like, no wonder, you know, you never got onto Apple or, like, you know, your platform never pushed.
And we do this high as fuck off that llama. Yeah. High as fuck.
Oh, my
fuck.
God. We'd be high.
You might do 3 shows, and you know, after the 3rd show, like, fuck. Yeah. Like,
that alone,
yo,
too,
I'm not
bro.
Even going to lie. I've for real fallen asleep. like in the middle
you
of the
You rubbernecked real quick.
I one time fell asleep, and I was like, oh, shit, how long was I asleep
Did they
for?
Catch me?
Did they catch me? One time I looked right at Juan, and he had the camera pointed right at me, bro. Like, oh, this motherfucker busted.
Like, I wasn't asleep. What y'all talking
I was
about?
Not, yeah, I was really focused.
We'll save that
on
one for the bloopers one, you know what I mean, at the end of the year, the blooper video.
Yeah, we'll do a blooper video. There
so
we
do
go.
You guys record multiple episodes in a day?
Yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Like, we were going hard at first, and then we kind of realized, like, after doing your third one, like, we're kind of high and, like...
We're doing a disservice to the next person.
Yeah, exactly. So.
We used to do that, too. Like, we'll double up, sometimes triple up, but it'll be, like, back to back.
Yeah, exactly.
And
you know,
so
1, 2, 3.
Episode 1, like, I got a whole bottle of fucking Hennessy.
Yeah.
And then by episode 2, that shit's half. And then by 3, I'm just fucked up. So I'm like, man, this is bad.
Yeah, can't do this.
Can't even use this episode.
We've had some wild ones. We put some in that we definitely probably maybe shouldn't even have put out.
Because
it was so chaotic and there's so many people talking in the background and people are drunk
those,
as fuck and about to fight.
We keep it raw.
Shit, bro.
Like ODB shit. You know what I mean?
It was pretty tight though.
That's dope.
But we got like 110 episodes.
We're up there, bro. For
out
real,
already
for
that
real.
Are put out. We have more in the vault still right now.
The
we're
dedication
trying.
To get to that many, man.
And
dedication to get to 3.
Right.
So
right. No, you're right.
I know. I was talking all kinds of mad shit at Herman's. Like, we got 100 episodes, bro. Look, anything you want. You want tell what you
he's
want
all
real
drunk.
Quick.
He's all drunk.
Yeah, like, what do you want?
But now the next game changer is going to be, you know, adding the audio to the video, uploading it to YouTube, making sure we're on all the platforms. Like, our YouTube presence isn't as quality as it can
that's
be.
That's one place where we're kind of slacking. You know, I don't know.
I've had that same issue, man. I think YouTube is just so saturated, bro. Like,
no.
Nowadays, if people don't know to find you there, you kind of just bury it.
But that's where they want to go look, though. So, you know, so many people want to go
where they
look there.
Go, though.
People are always like, well, it's on YouTube, right? And they're like, well, just it's on podcast, you know.
That's what they do to me, too.
But they want to watch the video. They want to see us. So the next game changer is get the cameras in the middle of the tables and do the whole.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got some shit in the works already. I forgot to tell you.
No,
That's the vibe, man. When I started with the Kinect, we did Life is Dope on video, but with the Kinect, since it was the pandemic and shit, I was just doing Zoom episodes.
Right.
And I didn't want to record that, like, film, because that shit just looked whack to me.
Yeah,
you know what
like
I mean?
Recording of a recording.
Yeah, but people wanted that. Like, every time I put up a clip or something with visuals, it goes way crazier than just audio.
Right.
So that's actually going to be the next step with me with the Kinect, too. It's not just going to be so much visual. Like, I actually want to do a show, you know what I mean? Like
an actual
visual show.
Do the chairs.
Yeah. Like, I want to do a show. I want to move
around.
You're
building a set and shit, or are you trying to?
Yeah, so the concept before was I wanted to just go to different, pull up on different people in their environments.
Which
is kind of what I'm doing now. But pull up, get their settings, get that on video. But there's a lot that goes into that shit.
Yeah, no,
you know, so audio-wise, all that. Like,
video,
I gotta bring
everything.
All my
the
shit.
The whole team.
Yeah, so.
Like you say, you really got to pull up.
Yeah, like for real, bro. Like you
got thing.
With
that's
everything.
Thing.
Yeah, it's much easier when you can sit down and flip some switches and do some tests.
Yeah, well, we got some stuff in the works going on. Yeah. I'd love to collaborate on some stuff
and
get in the mix for sure. It's really tight. I love what you guys are doing. So.
Bro. I love what y'all are doing, man.
Man. Like I said, just keep it pushing because there's like talent for days and even the talent we don't even know about. Like you said, all the homies fucking...
Haven't even
they just need that little nudge to like, hey.
They haven't even dropped their shit yet.
I got so many homies and then their homies and their little homies that do that. Right. It's like they just don't. I don't know if they don't think the music is good enough or what. Right. I don't know if it's a self-conscious thing, but I'm like, bro, like, you'll play me a hard drive of the most fire shit I ever heard, but nobody's ever going to hear this. What's up?
One of these little cats told me that he wants to be able to drop a whole catalog so that if any of them hit,
yeah,
they, people go back through all the whole lineup instead of just having three songs once one of them hit. Because he's like, these are bangers. They're going to, you know what I mean?
I get But that could also hurt you.
But that could also hurt you.
Like, damn, this ain't the one. This ain't the one.
Yeah.
Now you got 2,000 songs.
That you
got
to promote.
Yep. Yeah.
That shit ain't the way to do it.
Just put all that shit out.
Put it out.
Yep. I was watching the interview with Russ. He was like, he just puts all this shit out. So when he did hit, everybody went back to his
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, just put everything out as it comes out.
That's how Trev in the studio earlier. You got bangers. You got to start dropping them.
Drop them.
He is having bangers.
Nah, Travis, Travis is tactical. Yeah. I get it with Trev.
Yeah, he knows.
Yeah.
He's on a different level of.
So I help with the marketing, and I did the designs and all that for Out the Dark, his last album.
Oh, dope, dope.
So, like, I had.
Were you on mushrooms, too?
I wish I was. Everybody be asking though, like, that you were like, booming when you made
you
that.
Were definitely.
I was on one. I don't know what I was on. It wasn't mushrooms, but I was on one. But anyways, like I knew about that project forever. You know, he had the music, boom, boom, boom. But some artists are just tactical like that. Now that I get,
right? That's
like,
all right.
This works on the next album, or this works with a different body of work. But if you're just making music and not putting that shit out for nobody ever. Kind of harming yourself.
Yeah, you might as well just do it, put it out before your computer crashes and you lose it all.
Talking about that, dog, like the other night at the show, I've been trying to get a hold of my homie Greg T for a minute. He's good homies with Nike and Midas and Dez. And I run into him every like 3-4 years, you know what I mean? But I've been wanting to get him on the podcast because, like I said, back in the day, he was like one of the first cats to ever really have a studio at his crib, bro. Yeah, like, you had to go to the studio, but this one had the board and, you know, everything. But I seen him the other night, and I'm said, I'm all high. I don't even know what I'm talking about now.
Yeah.
But no, I seen him the other night, and I was telling him he needs to come through, and we need to do, like, some other shit. You know what I mean?
Yep. I feel you. I definitely feel you.
Love you, brother.
Oh, man.
But yo, man, yeah, it's definitely dope to have a whole bunch of people in the city with a common goal.
For sure.
And a vision, you know, and that's why there's so many projects that are in the works right now, so many things that people are trying to do to support each other. And I think Denver's really taking a dope turn, and I want to support that as much as possible.
Yeah, man.
And help really grow that energy, you know.
Only way to do that is to collaborate, man.
Right.
Like, for real.
I mean, everybody knows I'm a pretty positive dude. That's what my whole brand is about. That's what Life is Dope is. And it's just, of course there's negatives. You know, there's
right. always, there's always bullshit, there's
especially
bullshit.
When you're in such a, like, Denver's a big city, but it's a big-ass little city.
Right, big-ass little city, right, right.
Everybody looks at each other as competition. It's like, nah, bro, find a way to collab with that person.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like I said, I got a whole brand. Bro just showed me packaging for cannabis, and I want to get into cannabis. Let's make it make sense. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
That's all you got to do. But everybody's like, nah, I can't do this because so-and-so's doing that. And that'd be like me saying, nah, Joe got a podcast. I'm not going to do a podcast.
Yeah.
Right.
We got completely different audiences, but now our audience just intertwined. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Just collaborate, yeah.
Exactly. That's the whole thing. It's like, I don't have no – I seen that meme, and it resonated so much with me. Like, I don't have any competition.
Yeah.
For real. I want everybody to win. I want everybody who's doing this, who has this energy prosper. And is trying to, because it makes everybody else prosper.
Yeah.
It creates more of a conversation.
Yeah.
Creates more of an edge that we have, and people start noticing that and seeing that energy exists in the city, and they want to get behind that shit because it's dope. It's
for
dope.
Real.
It's real, genuine, organic, authentic shit in the city.
Mm-hmm. And it makes the presence felt, man. Like, you remember... in the early 2000s when, like, Texas and Houston and shit came out crazy.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Vengeance.
You couldn't even avoid it because you're just like, damn, he's from here, and they all really genuinely fuck with each other.
That cover they have on the Source, like, 30 deep, and they're all fucking superstars, you know?
Yeah, so, I mean, we got
that. The record labels weren't competing with each other. They're doing songs with each other.
Yeah.
They're not, like, funking on each other and hating on little dumb shit or some shit they heard from somebody else.
Yeah. We got that here, man. I know we have it in the creative community.
Nah, it already exists. We just need to put it together.
That's it.
Let's go. All
right. Hell yeah.
Joe's over here fucked up.
Joe's cool. fucked up. Nah, did you eat one of those edibles, bro?
Nah. We've been smoking nonstop since after work. Shit.
Yeah, that's
word,
true.
Word.
You know what I mean? Like I said, we were in the studio for a couple hours and we came here. And I'm quite nice. I just forgot my train of thought, and I still ain't caught it out of. Came back
to it. Yeah, I already see you, bro. I don't
even know, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, shout out to all the old school homies, you know what I mean?
Definitely shout out to
the R.I.P. All the people ain't here no more because there's a gang of them.
Word.
Yeah. Hey, you got any last thoughts or anything like that, man?
Last thoughts, man. Again, I would just say keep positivity first, bro.
For real.
I really been trying to push that, especially lately with all this bullshit that's going on in just the world.
Like, for real.
It's easy to just be depressed and down and feel like, fuck it. Right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, you know.
It costs you nothing to be good, person.
Costs you
to
nothing.
To be good.
What they say, the most basic concept.
The most basic
guys
concept. Shout out.
Be a good person,
for real.
Man. Be a good person because life is dope.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it is, man. Make the best out of it. You know what I mean? You got to try to stay positive.
Word.
Hell yeah.
Any last shout outs? Anybody you want to really make sure you you get in there?
My damn self.
My damn self for killing it.
Shouts to what Snoop say. Thank me because I did this shit. Man. Shout out to all my guys. Podcast Washed. Make sure y'all check that out. We'll be revamping that and that'll be coming back soon. And that's just a bunch of washed motherfuckers talking wash shit. The Plug Agency. So the plug-agency.com. If you haven't caught any episodes, go back and listen to Life is Dope. Listen to The Connect. And stay tuned for what I got next, man. I can't say too much about it, but
it's coming.
It's coming, yeah. It's coming. Keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah, for sure.
You start rapping, right?
Nah, man, I did that shit in high school. I'll never do that shit again.
You got any shit?
No
you
more
got
Black
anything
Season?
Saved? You still have any tracks?
I'm sure all my guys do. Shouts to
you don't have nothing?
To Mystic and Miracle Lord and Fools. I'm sure.
Oh, damn, they got it.
America. Sure.
Right, but what's funny, right, bro, is
we'll
I was nice, and I'm not even just saying that. Like, everybody,
yeah, you can
all my homies that knew me back then, right. Be like, bro, you don't want to start rapping again? I just didn't like the shit that came with rapping.
I feel that.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. The whole being
there's
a rapper.
A whole other energy,
I'm not,
yeah.
That
I'm
wasn't
not a
you.
Flashy motherfucker. I've never been a look at
that could
at
be
me.
Your M.O.
You know what I mean?
Well, that could be your whole shit.
I don't know, bro.
Come on, man. It I mean, all right, I'll just.
That's how the shit makes.
You got time,
that's
yeah.
That's
how
the shit makes good money.
That's
so.
It. That's it. That's it.
Right. You're doing good right now.
That's a career you can make out of this.
Without all the drama.
Yeah, I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling.
Hell yeah.
Let's do it.
Well, shit, there you have it. And fucking graffiti. You know what I'm saying? Got to know a little bit about him, what he got's cracking. Check him out. Man. What are your social medias?
At That's Graffiti across everything. That'sGraffiti.com.
Just. Damn, you just got all that. You got that right away.
Snatch that shit up, bro.
Because motherfuckers out there for that.
Once I realized the domain was open, I got all the social medias.
Oh, shit.
Shit. Cash App, all that shit.
That's crazy that was available.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm like, fuck, I'll take it all.
Right, everything.
Yeah, everything else with all. The name Graffiti in there was gone.
Yeah, everything. Yeah, right. Yeah. You caught that one.
Hell yeah.
I'll see you.
Word.
Hell yeah, you got any last thoughts there?
Yo, man, same shit I'm always preaching, bro. You know, support local, support your local anything.
For sure.
Shout out the guys at Positive Vibes. They be preaching the shit out of that. And they're not even from here, but they came in here and they were like, we're going to support the people that are here because that makes sense. Don't come into somebody's community and not support what that community's doing.
Exactly.
And stop supporting people that come into your community and don't support it.
Absolutely.
You know? That shit's lame too. Don't be letting other people come in into your spot. Fuck Walmart. But yeah, that's it.
Word.
There you have it. Some words of wisdom from Elvis Freshly.
Yo, for real.
Hey, well, there you have another episode of the Smoking Joe Thunder podcast. You can find us on all platforms. Check us out every Tuesday. It's when we drop. Might see two, might see three. Who knows how we're feeling? You know what I mean? Got the new episodes out every
Joe might
Tuesday.
See the floor. Bro, this motherfucker is high.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm still going to go. Check it out.
Check
you know
out
what? It's crazy, though. Like, I'm high, but it's
Spotify.
Not even 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, I'm going to sit here and probably smoke two more blunts.
Hey.
And then I'm going to go home and probably smoke another blunt or two, and then I'll probably go to bed.
I'm going to ask Juan for a ride home, then.
You know what I'm saying?
Can't do it, bro. That's why I was cool, because I'd be sleep losing. Yeah. My train of thought sitting here stuck, and I'm like, graffiti's weird as shit. No, I'm just high, bro.
We've had people that don't smoke get contact high on our show before, and it been like, oh. They're like, oh, shit. All of a sudden,
we've been going a little hard, too. We've had, like, you know what I mean? A couple of good podcasts the last couple of days. Like, last night was a double dipper, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
you know, we were get started, you know, a little late.
Yeah.
Last night was proof that we sometimes maybe shouldn't do two, because I was like, I was out, bro. I'm telling you, that was when Juan caught me sleeping on camera.
Was it?
Yeah, it was during last night's too.
That's because you're pulling all kinds of double duty. What are you talking about earlier?
Oh, yeah, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Bro, that's sick,
girl. I'm working way too much. Oh, yeah, I was doing the baby.
That's what I'm saying. That's sick.
Anyways, let's not
you was tripling up. Not only were you doing two podcasts of smoking, you was preoccupied. Baby, you know what I mean? And then on top of you was tripping.
Oh, my God.
There you go. We out of here. Yo, peace.